You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Adam McAlvey with MLB.com. I'm with Jacob Nottingham, I think the newest brewer in the organization still. I don't think there have been any moves since the trade that brought him from Oakland. Jacob, welcome. Can you start by telling us just where you were when you learned of the trade and what goes through a player's mind when that happens?
I just got home from the field. I was actually working out at the complex with the A's for a week. I was at home. I was just hanging out on the couch watching TV, and I got a call from the GM for the A's, and he just told me that I got traded to the Brewers. Immediately I got a call from Stearns, and he told me that they wanted me, and so I was trying to like process everything in the past like 5 minutes, and it was just crazy because I wasn't with the A's for a long time, and it was just so soon. I was starting to get to know everybody, but I'm happy to be here, and I'm excited to get started.
Well, you mentioned that you were traded last year in the Scott Kazmir deal with the Astros. Is it easier the second time?
Yeah, it was easier. I mean, the first time I was kind of like upset because I didn't really know how to like take it in, but it was very easy this time, and it was easy.
What's the first thing you do? I would think if I'm a player, a prospect, and I get traded, the first thing I would do is like go look at their prospect list and their depth chart and try to figure out where do I fit in. Do players actually do that?
I didn't really do that. I mean, I was calling my family and telling them. I have a couple buddies that are over here from the Astros previously, so I know I talked to Brett Phillips right after, and he kind of just gave me a little rundown, so I didn't really look at the prospect list.
How do you feel about this opportunity?
I feel good. I mean, I know they're rebuilding, so I'm just kind of trying to do everything I can to help out and be the best player I can.
Jonathan Lucroy shared a little anecdote that his first day here, you came up to him in the cage and were asking for help, and it really impressed him. What do you want to work on?
I mean, everything. I want to be a better catcher behind the plate. I'm known for having a bat, but I want to be known as an all-around catcher, and he's a great catcher, and I'll do anything I can to pick his brain and learn as much stuff as I can from him.
It seems like with a lot of catchers that have a bat, like the scouts and the observers, they always want to put him at another position, and they say, well, if catching doesn't work out, we could move him here. As a player, you know, when you read that kind of stuff, how do you take that?
I mean, the way I take it, I want to be a catcher. I don't want to move positions. I mean, if they ask me to, I'll do anything. I can do whatever they say. But I want to be a catcher, and I want to be a big league catcher. So I'll do anything I can to stay there. But if I have to go to first base or anywhere else, I'll work hard at doing that. So it never ends.
I had also seen that you had a chance to play football at Arizona, but I've seen a couple different positions where they pegged you. What did you play, and what drew you away from football and to baseball?
I played tight end, fullback, and outside linebacker. I got recruited to be outside linebacker, but I mean, baseball's always been my dream. I've always wanted to be a big league catcher, so I kind of knew that was the career I wanted. I miss football. I love football, but I knew baseball was going to be my goal and dream.
What put baseball above football? Why was baseball number one and football 1A?
Football, they wanted me to just be too big. I mean, gain some weight. And I mean, you can't have a football body to play baseball. You got to be super strong. You're going to be stiff. And the position I play, I can't have that. So, I mean, I miss football, but like I said, baseball has always been my dream, and some sacrifices you have to take.
What else could you tell the fans here in Milwaukee that are wanting to get to know you? What's not in your media guide bio that people should know about you?
Fun dude. I like hanging out. Very easygoing. Try to be the funny guy. But I'm just a normal guy. I mean, I like golfing. I like doing anything to keep my mind off just baseball outside the field. So that's it.
As a ball player, I imagine you can't get out and play football. You can't get in a flag football game anywhere?
No, I don't want to get hurt doing that. I don't want to get in trouble.
What's been your first week like here in this clubhouse?
It's been awesome. I mean, we just came over to the big league side and just trying to get to know everybody and just trying to learn, just ask a lot of questions.
Do you think about how quickly it might be before you get up here in a big league game?
In spring training or the?
I'm thinking in the season, you know, in a big place.
I don't think about that right now. Just trying to go day by day and just be the best player I can that day. And then whatever happens in the long run happens.
All right, Jacob, thanks for the time.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.